Graham buys some time. High pass. Was it picked off? Yes, it was. Knowles have it. Wow. Kevin Knowles with the interception. And Florida State's going to find a way on the road.
We now welcome in the head coach of the 3-0 Florida State Seminoles. Coach, 3-0. I mean, you have found a way these last 3 weeks, man. Congratulations on the start.
Definitely excited and proud of our team for the way we started. Had to go on the road for the last few games, and that's always a challenge in its own right. But just the way they competed and continued to respond to the adversity that showed up and the different circumstances that we faced. I mean, you're definitely proud of them and excited for what the future holds. And we got to continue to get better, but this is a hungry football team.
Yeah, they certainly are. They play that way, Coach. They play so hard. It's so fun to watch, and I'm so happy for you. And just seeing the success that you guys are having, the fruits of your labor, as you kind of described to it to us a couple weeks ago, we called that game. So when you talk about adversity, there's a few things that are more significant from an adversity standpoint than losing your quarterback and losing your best defensive player. How did your team overcome the loss of Jordan Travis and Jared Verse there against Louisville on Friday night?
Well, you know, the two great players and you guys that, you know, just the way that they approach the game, the emotion that they put into it. I mean, it always is a challenge. But you know, I thought our guys, you know, we went into halftime. You were able to kind of regroup, and you know, just hearing the energy, the excitement, the way you guys rallied behind each other, you know, they believed, and to be able to go out and play the way they did in the second half, it took great performances from everybody involved, offense, defense, and special teams. And our guys showed up and really had each other's back. And I thought Tate Rodemaker did a wonderful job, coming in and leading that in the second half. And just proud of that young man for being prepared when his number was called.
Yeah, and I want to talk about Tate quickly. I'd asked you about him a couple weeks ago. Threw a bad pick against Duquesne, threw a bad pick early against Louisville. But gosh, second half of that football game, he was a different guy. I mean, throwing it off the back of guys' helmets, letting Johnny Wilson go up and make a play on it. I mean, he showed me something, Coach. You must have seen this from a while ago because I had my questions and doubts, and sure enough, you believed in him, and it paid off clearly.
Well, you know, I get to watch him in practice, and I see the way that he prepares, and I know the ability that he has. But, you know, it's got to show up there on game day. And, you know, this was his time and his opportunity. And, we got into halftime. You know, he had the interception there at the end of first half. And I just told him to take a deep breath and go out there and play the game the way he knows how to play it. And, you know, that first drive coming out of, the second half, I mean, it was impressive. And, you know, his first completion, little post route, and he actually got hit. They brought a safety blitz. He got hit, but stepped right into the throw. And right when that ball was completed, you just saw, you know, almost a relief from him. And he was able to go out and I think he was 5-7 in the second half, 2 touchdowns, and just what a remarkable performance. And you know, just the confidence that he was able to build throughout that game. It was the things that I had seen, but it was great that it was on national television on a Friday night. So I was definitely proud of him.
Well, the doubters are gone, that's for sure, Coach. Can you update us at this point about what's going on with Jordan Travis? Saw him on the sideline with crutches, saw him with the walking boot. How's he doing, and what's the prognosis looking like?
I was doing well. We got back to Tallahassee, and all additional tests have been positive for him, and excited to see where this week goes. He's going to work as hard as he can to be available, but we'll see how that progresses throughout the course of the week.
And then conversely, on the other side, Jared Verse kind of hit on the knee, kind of awkwardly. How's he doing? Because I know he's been as advertised after transferring down from Albany.
Yeah, you know, Jared, it's kind of same story. I mean, we're one of those. We'll go through this week and see how he's able to respond. Another just incredible worker and what he does. You know, those guys have been getting multiple treatments since we got back. From Friday night, and we'll see how he progresses as the week goes on.
Yeah, good to hear. Glad to know that those guys might be able to make it back even as soon as this week. That'd be great. So we're definitely hoping for that. Coach, I also have to ask you about Johnny Wilson. I was talking to an NFL scout on the flight back from Atlanta to Birmingham, and he goes, dude, did you have any idea that Johnny Wilson was that type of a game changer? I was like, no. It's like he went from being a guy that was good, solid player to now being an absolute man-eater. So what's transpired over the first couple weeks that has led to him being such a dominant force on the edge?
Well, you know, he's just continuing to grow, and the work ethic that he has, the way that he practices, the way that he plays without the ball in his hands. I mean, it just, he's an impressive player, and you know, I knew he was very capable. We've once again had these, you know, those experiences out on the practice field, and just the mentality and the confidence that he's been able to grow throughout this fall camp and even back to the spring. But to see that show up, their Friday was definitely special, and we're looking forward to continuing to build upon that as the season goes. But he is a special talent.
It's crazy to see the progress offensively, Coach. Obviously, Jordan Travis, prior to the injury, was playing really good football. The run game, the three-headed monster at running back, is amazing. The offensive line looks in unison, way more so than the year before, and it looks like they're actually reestablishing the line of scrimmage from time to time, man. So what can you say about the progress that you guys have made on offense and being able to really become the identity that you guys want to become offensively?
Every college football season, Goodyear knows the importance of winning on the road. The road will always demand confidence, the confidence to handle whatever the journey brings and to perform under tough conditions. And just like the players and the fans of college football, Goodyear is ready. Are you ready for the road? Visit Goodyear.com to find the right Goodyear tires for whatever road you're on this season. Goodyear, more driven.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, it comes from the work, and these young men, they invest, and they've worked really hard in the off season. They're bigger, stronger, faster. We got great playmakers. We've been one of the youngest teams in college football the last few years, and now you're seeing that growth. You're seeing the confidence through that experience that these guys have gained, and we've got dynamic players, and being able to put them in the best position that we can. It's fun to watch them play. It's fun to watch them compete, and like I said, there's still a lot of things that we have to improve upon because we haven't played our best game yet. But you see the foundation that's set, and the opportunities that are ahead, and I definitely believe this team is going to do what's necessary to keep taking those steps.
It definitely feels that way. Something a little bit extra about going on the road and getting a win. And look, I know LSU was not technically a road game, but it was a lot easier trip for LSU than it was for Florida State. I'll just say that. So, and then obviously going on the road to Louisville again last week. So what does it say about being able to keep your poise, keep your focus on the road in hostile environments like you guys have faced in each of the last 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, all that goes back to how we train. And, we talk to our guys about their response, each and every day. And, they understand that when you're not at home, when you're on the road, you're sleeping in a different bed, all those things that might be uncomfortable for you, you control the controllables. And, our players have done a great job of that throughout the course of the games, through momentum swings, through the ups and the downs, the different challenges that have presented themselves, they just continue to keep playing. And you see that in their heart. You see that in the way that they play the game, the effort that they give, and just the resiliency that they've shown. So we're excited to be back at Doak Campbell here this Saturday night. But definitely helps build that confidence when you have to go on the road and play in those type of atmospheres.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any easier, as I feel, and I've been on record. I think the ACC is as strong and as deep as it's been in quite a while, partly because of how well y'all are playing, but also NC State, Wake Forest. We know Clemson's been legit. Miami's had moments. So what do you say currently about the state of the ACC and just the quality of competition you're getting every week?
No, I mean, it's exciting, and it's you have to be your best each week. You're going to be playing great teams, great coaches. It's an unbelievable year at the quarterback position within this league, and so it's. I think the conference is showing extremely well in how we're playing, but it's going to be a challenge throughout the course of this year. So every week you got to continue to improve and put your best foot forward, because this is literally one of those years where anybody can beat anybody within this league because of the talent that we have.
Well, you look at the next four, you just referenced the quarterback position. I mean, Boston College, Phil Jurkovec, that's this week. Wake Forest, Sam Hartman, Devin Leary, and on the road at NC State, and then obviously Clemson there the week after that. So, I mean, you got four legit quarterbacks that you're going to have to face here in the next 4 weeks. So what has been the biggest point of emphasis this week, knowing that you're about to go on a bit of a tear right now with some of the challenges that your schedule presents?
You know, it's just to continue to get better, focus on the fundamentals, the details, you know, making sure that our communication and getting 11 guys playing as one. You know, I really like, you know, the talent and the ability of the guys that we had defensively. And we've had a couple of guys that have gone down. You know, Fabian Lovett, one of our best defensive linemen, wasn't available there for Louisville. You know, Duke Cooper, one of our starting corners, you know, those guys were out, and, you know, hopefully we'll get them back as soon as possible. But to see our guys continue to grow, the challenges are going to be there. You got great players and great teams that you're going to play against, but it still has to be, the focus is on us and making sure we get 11 guys playing as one, making sure we're putting forth, you know, that Seminole brand of football and Seminole brand of defense of how we want to play.
It feels like, Coach, and we get messages. We always open up our YouTube comment section or our email, and we hear from a lot of Florida State fans, and they are just beating their chest, fired up, couldn't be happier with what they're seeing right now. So what is your message to the fans that are so excited about the breakthrough performances that you've had up to this point and the direction where this program's going?
Well, I mean, the future is bright. I mean, we're excited about all the things that are taking place, because it goes back to the foundation of how we've been building this program to get back. And it's what makes Florida State special. Our fan base is incredible. The following that we have, but, you know, what we do here at Florida State is so critically important, you know, on the field, but also what we do off the field, making sure we represent this brand the way it deserves to be represented. And, you know, we have the right young men that are in the program. They're making an incredible investment, and we still have a lot of work to do, and we got to continue to improve each and every day. But I believe these young men are going to continue to make that investment so that we can achieve what I know that we're capable of.
What kind of atmosphere are we expecting this weekend at Doak? Night game, Boston College coming down. The place could be rocking, man.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. And I know our players are excited about it. I mean, it's just, there's nothing like it in all of college football than running out on that stadium night game. It's going to be a heck of an atmosphere.
All right, Coach. And finally, as we move forward, I always am just curious about the recruiting pitch right now. Obviously, you're going to have guys on campus this weekend for official visits. What has been the message to players that are considering Florida State? Because I'm looking at a lot of guys that you've added in the transfer portal that are having immediate success. I would imagine that message is reverberated not just against transfer portal players, but also against high school recruits. So what's been the message so far?
You know, it's one of those things in recruiting where you're always painting a vision, and you're trying to showcase for each individual the impact that they can make. But now they're seeing the example. They can picture themselves in that moment. They see the positive steps of where we're going, and they want to be a part of that. So it's a great buzz around our program. You know, the young men that we're recruiting, I mean, it is an exciting time to be a part of Florida State football, and we're looking for the right fit for guys to help continue to take us to that next level.
It's amazing, man. So exciting. 3-0 for the first time since 2015, and obviously a great opportunity to get to 4-0 this weekend against Boston College. Coach, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on the amazing success here early on, and we look forward to seeing where you guys go from here.
I appreciate you, Greg, and go Noles.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, it's Greg McElroy. Thanks for watching Always College Football. Make sure you like, rate, and subscribe to ESPN's YouTube channel and wherever you listen to your podcasts.